Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online Sunday service. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you have joined us today for this online service. And so when we normally meet in person, one of the things that we do at the beginning of our service is say good morning to each other, to the people that are sitting near us, and we are a huggy bunch, and we like to hug each other. And so since we aren't meeting in person right now, what I invite you to do is just to close your eyes for a moment and to imagine those people that sit near you on a Sunday morning. And if you don't normally meet with us, just think of some of those people that you love, the people that are in your life, and just imagine right now that you are sending them your love. Send them some of your love and see them wrapped in that love. And see them in your mind's eye, standing in their own wholeness and in their own power. And to recognize that as you are doing that, there is somebody else who is watching this service who is doing the same thing for you. That they are actually sending you their love and wrapping you in that love and seeing you standing in your own wholeness and power. And as we do that, we are actually sending a blessing to each other. Because we are all connected in this field of consciousness, in what Ernest Holmes called this one mind, in this collective field. So as we send that to each other, we are actually affected by that. And so as we begin our service, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Ray Bunch, to come forward, and he's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of God that is already right where we are. And our in-house reader, Colleen Lynn, is going to do a reading for us. And so I invite you right now, though, just to begin to kind of settle into yourself, to find that place of stillness within you, the place that is not affected by the outside world, but that is just the essence of your own beingness. The very center where there is silence.
So just continuing to bring ourselves more and more within our own beingness, to allow our mind to slow down and let our spirit catch up. I'm finding during this time of hecticness a need to do this more than once or twice a day. To just stop and recenter myself and come to this place where I know that there is one mind, one source, one energy, one light, one life, one intelligence. And I know that when I am standing peaceful, that my wisdom is enhanced. And I'm able to come to the place of realizing that something wonderful is happening right now, right here. In this place, I feel the presence of life within me. around me and operating through me. I know that love is the essence of who and what I am. That I am created from this living spirit. That I am in it, and that I manifest this living spirit out into the universe. And today, as we come to this time, to this service, I am so grateful for the opportunity to just open up and receive the messages that I know Reverend Jennifer will bring for us, that will touch my heart. And I know that if you open correctly and open completely, it'll touch your heart in new ways, in remindful ways, to remember some things that we forgot. For it is so easy to just go around forgetting this stuff. But pay attention and remember. And I know that Colleen's reading is inspired. And I'm grateful for the living spirit that lives within my life, that is already here in this room with us that are producing this video right now, knowing that we are supported, just as all life is always supported. I'm grateful for every way there is to understand this living spirit. I'm grateful for all religions. I'm particularly grateful today for the people that are connected to serving me through so many avenues. I can't help but become overwhelmed by it. Truckers and floor sweepers and mailmen and on and on and on and on. Of course, we know doctors and nurses and the scientists that are looking for solutions for what's going on. And I'm just grateful today for that. I say thank you, God. And I just ask you to say with me, and so it is. Amen.
My reading today is from Blessings by Julia Cameron. This is called Kindness is My Nature and My Gift. My heart is a deep lake of loving kindness. I count myself fortunate to hold tenderness within my soul. I forgive myself my fears, frailties, and failures. I am compassionate towards myself in times of turbulence and change. I remind myself that I'm a gentle soul and that I need cherishing. I treat myself as I wish others would treat me, and I treat others as they wish to be treated. I allow myself in times of difficult and demanding strife that I am loved and lovable, that I am worthy and respected. I do not allow temporary anxiety to distort my view of the whole. I gently seek the blessings in all difficulty, while I am compassionate to myself for my lingering doubts and fears. I remind myself that my life is in the care of God, and that it is unfolding with beauty and harmony. And so it is.
Thank you, both of you, so much. That was really nice. And so, actually, I right now would like to share our vision statement with you. That is one of the things that we do, is read this together. So if you know it by heart, you can say it out loud. Otherwise, you can just listen. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we're waking up to that divine presence that lives within us. That one presence, that one power, that one life of the divine that expresses itself in and through and around everything. We are recognizing that, yes, indeed, that presence is the very core essence of our beingness. It is that from which we have come, and it is that which we are incarnations of here, living in this world. And that part of that presence, the way that it expresses within us, is as peace, is as love. Because as we come to recognize that, then we are no longer reliant on the world showing us, reflecting back to us, the things that the ways that we want it to be. When it isn't the way that we want it to be, we still can access that peace within ourselves. We can still access that love and share it with our fellow human beings, even when they aren't being loving. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence in our own lives and in the lives of those people that we are in contact with, and we actually become a beneficial presence to this entire world. Because like I said before, everything is connected to everything else. And so our peace and our love act as ripples on the pond moving out to affect the collective whole. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for walking this path, for heeding the call of your own spirit and bringing your spirit into this world in a way that is a blessing to everyone. So thank you so much for that. And so as we live through this time of COVID-19, as we live through this time of physical isolation and staying safer at home, our normal lives have actually feels like they have been put on hold. The outlets that we use for social connections aren't available to us right now. For example, we can't really get together with our friends and sit in our living room. And we can't go out to eat. We can't play sports, if that's your thing. We can't get together with our social groups. The outlets that we normally use to entertain ourselves are closed right now. Restaurants are closed, and movie theaters are closed, and the beaches are closed, and the hiking trails are closed. Those are normally the things that we do to entertain ourselves. The traditional ways in which we feed ourselves spiritually are kind of off the table right now. We aren't getting to come to Sunday service, and we aren't getting to be with our spiritual family and the nurturance that comes from that. And for some of us, even the outlets that we normally use, that where we draw an income from, are closed. If what you do for work is considered a non-essential business. And so as a result of all of that, and then add to that stories that we hear in the news about COVID-19 and people that have COVID-19, or perhaps somebody you know has contracted it, or somebody in your family is sick with it, along with the stress that comes about just from having to stay safe wherever we go, can cause us to feel like we are on an emotional roller coaster. Sometimes we're okay. Sometimes we feel fine. Sometimes we've got this figured out, this new routine and what it's going to look like. Sometimes we have it figured out how we're going to get those needs met, because we can't get the needs met in the normal ways that we get our needs met. And then the next moment we find ourselves angry or frustrated or sad or depressed or maybe even fearful. But it feels like an emotional roller coaster, that sometimes we're okay and sometimes we're not. Because what every single one of us really wants as we move through this time, what we want at the deepest level, is just to have a sense of well-being. We want to feel safe. We want to feel as if we are loved. We want to feel cared for. We want to feel secure. We want to know that everything is going to be okay, and that we are safe, and that we are okay. It's kind of like we'd just like to right now crawl into some warm, soft lap and be held and be embraced and have our back patted and said, it's okay and you're safe and you're okay. Kind of like crawling into a parent or a grandparent's lap. But that's not really available to us. And so the title of my talk today is Just What the Doctor Ordered. And I'm talking about that in this challenging time, we have to take extra good care of ourselves. We have to do those things to take extra good care of ourselves emotionally and mentally and spiritually and physically. And so today, I'm going to talk about lots of different ways that we can do that. And so while I'm not going to ask you questions to answer today, you might still want to have a pencil and a paper to jot down some of these ideas of things that you might try. And so in the science of mind, one of the principles that we stand on says, God can only do for us what God can do through us. That means that if the nature of spirit is love and peace, if the nature of spirit is harmony and balance, if the nature of spirit is boundless potential and good without bound, then it is up to us to make ourselves available to that. It is up to us to open ourselves to that so that we might experience it. Because if we aren't open to it, if we haven't made ourselves available to it, we cannot experience that peace or that love or the infinite potential of the universe or the harmony or the order. We make room for that within ourselves. One of the ways we do that is through our self-talk. Through the things that we say to ourselves. We do that through our focus, whether we are focused on lack and how bad things are, or whether we are focused on the truth that everything changes and everything moves and that potential is always ours. We either create that opening within ourselves or not by our intention. The intention we set for ourselves of what it is we want to feel and experience and be and do in this world. And so let me give you an example. If I want to experience the love that God is, that means I need to put myself in situations that actually allow me to love. Maybe that means that I'm going to play with my dog or pet my dog. Maybe it means volunteering somewhere, volunteering at the animal shelter or volunteering at a homeless shelter. Maybe it means calling a favorite relative on the phone. But it's putting ourselves in a situation where we are loving, because as we express love, we open ourselves up in that flow and we receive love. We experience the love of the divine inside of ourselves. And if I want to experience the peace that spirit is, that means I need to slow down and disconnect from the busyness of my mind, from the repetitive thinking, from the focus. I have to separate my mind from all of that stuff, the stressors that I create in my mind. And so we might do that through meditation or through doing yoga or through walking on the beach. But something that allows us to get out of our normal thinking mind. And if I want to experience the harmony of the universe, if I want to experience the order that God expresses as, I can do things like systematic relaxation, where I relax my body starting at my toes and move all the way up to the top of my head. Because as I do that, it moves my body back into homeostasis so that the order of the universe can express itself within my body as perfect functioning. And I'm really aware of the fact that our emotional and our mental and our spiritual and our physical well-being all overlap each other and they intersect with each other. But today I'm going to try to break it down just a little bit and speak to how we can take care of ourselves on each one of those levels. And so how do we take care of ourselves emotionally? You know, I think the very first place that we start is by having compassion for ourselves. That means that when we are in those moments of feeling sad or depressed or anxious or angry or frustrated, we make it okay. We allow ourselves to just be there and have compassion for ourselves. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get into one of those spaces, I give myself a hard time. After all, I am a religious scientist. I should not be there. I should be able to just stay grounded in the truth that really, in the bigger picture, all is well. I should be able to stay grounded in the truth that life is for me and that God is leading me and guiding me, whatever those, all of those truths are. But you know what? I am human and divine. And part of being human means that is that we have those emotional responses to what is going on in the world. So the first thing is to have compassion for ourselves when we feel those ways. And the thing is, too, while we are feeling those ways, in order to have emotional health and well-being, we are called to be kind to ourselves in those moments, to be gentle with ourselves in those moments, to be nurturing and soft with ourselves in those moments. Another thing that we need to do to take care of ourselves emotionally is to pay attention when we watch the news or we read our news feed or we're reading all the things that our friends have posted on Facebook to how those particular things are making us feel. To pay attention to how you're feeling on the inside. And if it starts to feel overwhelming, or starts to feel too heavy, or starts to feel anxiety-provoking, to turn it off, to give yourself a break, to act like a parent would to a little kid that doesn't really know how to police that stuff and becomes overwhelmed, to treat ourselves with that kind of kindness and compassion. And so I started taking a class this week that is called The Science of Happiness. And one of the things that the professor was talking about in that class is she said, relationship success is based on expectations. I'm going to say that again. Relationship success is based on our expectations. And so one of the things that we can do during this time to have better emotional sense of well-being is to actually take the people in our that are in our lives. Let me back up just a little bit, that if you are isolated in your home with your spouse or your kids, to actually take them into account and to actually downgrade your expectations a little bit. Don't expect them to pick up their socks every single time or to wipe the crumbs off the kitchen counter. Lower your expectations just a little bit during this time. And as a result, you will feel more peaceful, and you will feel happier, and you will have greater sense of emotional well-being as we move through this time. There are so many stories also online about the amazing things that people are doing, stories that are uplifting, that make us feel really good. Stories about so many amazing things that are going on in this world. And so I'd actually like to share a couple of those with you right now. One says, in a show of solidarity toward countries that have been hit hardest by the novel coronavirus, the nation of Switzerland is paying homage to their international neighbors struggling against COVID-19 by projecting different national flags onto one of their most iconic mountains, the Matterhorn. Every night since March 24th, the Matterhorn has displayed the flag of France, the United States, India, Japan, Germany, the UK, Portugal, Spain, and many others. With this light projection, Switzerland wants to give people a sign of hope and solidarity in these difficult times, and to show gratitude to all of those who are helping overcome this crisis. Americans have been particularly touched by this gesture since the Zermatt website published a photo of the Star-Spangled Banner on the front of the 14,690-foot-tall mountain with a caption reading, "As it stands, the USA is the country that has been most impacted by COVID-19 crisis, with the highest number of confirmed cases. Our thoughts are with all of the American people at this unprecedented time. May our message convey solidarity and give you hope and strength. We look forward to meeting again at the foot of the Matterhorn. We're all in this together." Stories like that take us to a place that feels emotionally wonderful and connected and less than disturbed and distressed by what's going on. There's another story that says, Massachusetts hospitals are drawing inspiration from the beloved Rocky movies as a means of empowering their patients who have recovered from COVID-19. Whenever a patient has been successfully treated for the novel coronavirus and declared ready to leave the Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, healthcare workers have been calling a, quote, "code Rocky" over the hospital speaker system. All available staffers can gather together in the hospital hallways in order to offer a rousing round of applause to the patient as they are wheeled out of the building as they play the theme song to Rocky. The hospital administrators are now implementing Code Rocky across all four of their state locations for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis. There are so many stories like that online to read right now that are uplifting and that make our hearts swell and that take us back to that place of love. So I am inviting you to fill your consciousness with stories like that, to create a greater sense of emotional well-being within yourself. And so the second thing, how do we take care of ourselves mentally during this time? In 365 Days of Richer Living, Richelieu says, "My mental food determines the kind of world in which I live. I now choose my mental nourishment as wisely as I do the physical." I choose my mental nourishment. Maybe we even need mental nourishment during this time more than we need physical nourishment. Because what we focus on, what we think about, we expect. What we focus on and think about creates an inner experience, and that inner experience then draws to us more of the same and magnifies that which is outside of us that is like it. And so we feed ourselves, our minds, stories that create hope. And so it's different than just opening your heart with a sense of love. It's things that create a sense of hope in us, things that move us beyond this COVID and seeing it as a crisis. And so I read another story that I'd love to share with you, and it says, researchers in the United Kingdom are attempting to train dogs to sniff out COVID-19 cases to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. These dogs have already been trained to detect diseases like cancer, malaria, Parkinson's, and bacterial infections. The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has begun intensively training canines so that they could be ready in about 6 weeks to help provide a rapid, non-invasive diagnosis toward the tail end of the outbreak. Researchers believe pups could screen up to 250 people per hour. We feed our minds things that bring hope to us. So it changes our mindset from catastrophe to hope. We can do things like meditate, because when we meditate, what it does is it disconnects our normal thinking minds and allows us to move into a place of spaciousness, a place where there is creativity and new ideas and new solutions. And when we find ourselves worrying to tell ourselves the truth, we are going to get to the other side of this. We are going to get to the other side of this. To tell yourself the truth that I am safe now. To tell yourself the truth, I am guided and I am led by the intelligence of this universe to stay safe. To talk to yourself. And if you, during this lockdown, if you are by yourself and it's causing you to feel lonely or it's causing you to feel depressed, reframe it. Instead of calling this a lockdown or a lock-in, call it a love-in. You know what? Staying in your home right now is the most loving thing that you can do. The most loving thing that you can do for yourself and for the other human beings. It's the most loving thing that you can do for doctors and nurses. It's the most loving thing that you can do for your neighbors and your community. And what happens is as we reframe that, it shifts our experience of it. We don't experience the same way when we name it a love-in. We see it differently. And as we hold it that way as a love-in, it actually becomes food for your soul. In fact, Ernest Holmes says, the only guarantee of our divinity is in its expression through our humanity. And the third thing that we need to do is to take care of our spirits, to take care of our souls. And so in reality, all of those things that I mentioned really take care of our spirits. They take care of our souls already. Because really, we are a body within a body within a body within a body. We are a physical body within an emotional body, within a mental body, within a spiritual body, within a cosmic body. And when we do something that affects one of them, it affects all of them. And so we take care of our spirit really then when we do any of those things that I've already mentioned. But some of the things that we can do specifically to take care of our spirits right now is to find things that we can have an experience of awe about. And that might be walking around in your backyard and looking at one of your flowers. But it could also be looking at a piece of art that you have in your home. Or looking at a beautifully woven rug that you have. To just take a moment and to allow yourself to really be with that piece of art. Or that flower. Or that rug. Or whatever it is. And to let yourself experience the beauty of it. To pause and to look at it and to breathe. To take a long breath in and a breath out that's twice as long as the in-breath and to just stay there for a moment. And maybe think about where it came from or who created it or where you bought it when you were on vacation and what that was like. But to allow yourself to experience the awe of something that you walk past every single day and you're rushing around and that you don't even notice very often anymore. When we do that, what happens is it moves our minds and our spirits from the mundane to the spirit. Because when you see that creativity and that beauty, you are reminded of the presence of God. You're reminded of that creative force of the universe, that which from which all things have come and which is the source of all creativity. And it opens your heart and it opens your spirit. And of course, connect with the people that you love. Call them on the phone and Zoom with them, because in that connection we are fed also. My best friend, Reverend Tracy, came over a week ago. Tracy and Pat came over, and we sat in my backyard on opposite sides of the patio and had cheese and crackers, and they stayed for over 2 hours. It was like a gift from heaven. Those things that we have taken such for granted that we miss, But being with those people, talking with those people, fills us up. And it fills our hearts and it nurtures our souls because we come from the One and we are still connected with everyone. And when we get to be together, it nurtures that feeling again. And my last suggestion, that money that you are saving on gas right now because you're not really going anywhere, or the money that you're saving on Starbucks because you're not going to Starbucks, to donate that money. Donate that money to an organization or to a person who is in need, or take that money and go to a restaurant that you love and buy a gift certificate to support them. Because when you give from that place, it allows you once again to feel your connection with humanity. It allows your heart to open and their heart to open and to feel that connection that we have all of the time. And in that, we are fed. And in that, we place ourselves in the flow and become a part of the flow of God. And so my recap for you, to watch and see and listen to positive stories, to meditate, to give yourself opportunities to have moments of awe, to connect with people that you love and care about, to have compassion for yourself, and to donate some money to somebody, and of course, to have fun. And as you do that, then you'll move through this time that we are going through right now with a sense of being filled up and a sense of being cared for. Be moving through this time with greater balance and greater ease. And so blessings to you during this time and blessings to you at all times. Blessings as you walk this path, as you discover your own divine essence, as you bring that into the world, and as you find ways to nurture and care for and love yourself. So blessings to you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so, yes, indeed, I take my attention to that infinite presence, that One who was before time began, that One from which all things come forth, that One that is at the center and circumference of everything, but who actually has a center that is everywhere and a circumference that is nowhere. For this that I call the presence of God, that I call Spirit, that I call the infinite One, love itself, the creative force, is always right where we are. And so I recognize today that it is surrounding us, that it is enveloping us, that it is the very life that we are living, and it is that which leads us and guides us into paths of fulfillment. It is that which leads us and guides us into ways where we feel nurtured and filled up and overflowing, filled with love and filled with joy. For I know that that Spirit makes opportunities available to us. And so today we say yes to the call of the divine within us, and we walk this path of the Spirit, bringing our hearts and our minds and our open hands and our willingness, knowing that that which we need presents itself to us in the moment that we need it. That yes, indeed, we are being called to bring forward creative ideas and new ways of doing things, and so those do spring to mind. That yes, everything that we need to flourish and to be fulfilled is available to us now. And so I also speak this word for this entire world and for every person here, knowing that each and every human being on this planet right now is being guided and led to stay safe, to stay well, to stay healthy. I know that that absolute intelligence, that creativity that created the cosmos out of itself, right now is revealing itself to scientists and to doctors, to people that are looking for a solution and an answer. They, right now, are receiving inspiration and new insights. I speak this word about every single political leader of every single country, knowing too that they are being guided and led, every governor, every mayor, every leader, every business owner is being led right now to make the highest and the best choices for the whole of humanity. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding itself. And so we lean into that truth today. We put our focus and our attention there, and as we do so, we magnify its expression in this world. And so with that, I give great thanks, and I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. And so thank you again for joining us, for being here with us. I wanted to let you know that we are having a Zoom call again this Thursday evening. We are going to be doing spiritual practice and connection with each other, have an opportunity to break into small groups and to share with each other and to do a little bit of introspection and some meditation together. If we do not have your email address and you would like to be on our email list, would you please send your email address to livingbeyondlimits@gmail.com, and we will make sure you will get added to our mailing list. I would also like to thank you for your ongoing and continued support for Living Beyond Limits as we do church from home and as we do groups and classes from home too. Thank you so much for your continued support. I also wanted to let you know on an ongoing basis, Tina Carson and Harold Payne and Rick Dale are doing Facebook concerts, so check out their Facebook page. And if you have a prayer request, you can email that to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, or you can text or call Barbara Conant or email Barbara Conant too, and she will make sure that all of the practitioners and that I get those prayer requests, and we are happy to support you during the week in your desired outcome. And so I look forward to seeing you Thursday night, and I look forward to seeing you again here online. Until we meet again, love to you and blessings as you move through this time. Goodbye.